opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 11th of August, 7:05 in the morning. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The chat room is up. Be nice to each other. Stay on topic. And Jared, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well.
What day is it today?
Presidential joke day.
Don't get me started. Don't get me started. You know, how about, can it be the president's a joke? Ah! Okay. Just kidding.
Nah. Don't go there. Okay. Let's start our day on a different level.
All right. Okay, start it on the weather.
No. I don't really want to start on the weather. But anyway, we will do that. Of course, I'm looking at the National Weather Service here. We're just going to have to bite down on it, all right, because the next few days looks like we're going to have these hazy skies. I did take a picture to send to my girlfriend in Texas of the sun that was right behind the red light I was sitting out, and it is like a full moon, a red full moon, but it's the sun. So today, hazy with 109. That's what we're looking at. Thursday will be hazy with 108. Friday hot with 108. Saturday hot with 104. And Sunday, according to this, clear skies with 104. We may have partly cloudy skies on Saturday night. That's what we're looking at, folks. So the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Okay, I have a few things I want to say before we get to our guest, Kathy Garland Allen, who is
Yay,
the county registrar.
Yay, Kathy's here.
Les Baugh has declared he is not running for supervisor. He's thrown his support behind Baron Browning. Les is expanding his church and his duties in the church. As people know, I haven't always agreed with Les. But you know what?
But
Les has never once not come on the show.
That's right.
and not stood for, you know.
You have to respect the fact the guy's never backed down.
He hasn't backed down.
He stood
unlike other supervisors who refuse to come on the show because they don't like the questions they get. You know, I mean, that's kind of strange.
And you think if you're a public servant, if you've been, I don't like to, public servant sounds like whatever, but if you've been put in office by the people, your constituents are not all going to be like, I love you, love you, love you.
Yeah.
Your constituents are going to be mixed, and that's the way it is. And you better get on your bulletproof vest because people need to ask you questions. Don't think that you just want to be in a party of the I love you people.
And, you know, the thing is
Is that kind of adamant just then?
Yeah, it was
kind of strong. I don't know.
As long as people are being courteous about it, they have a right to ask a question, you know, and we're here to, you know, if it's a phone call, we'll cut that phone call off if it ceases to be courteous. But people do have a right to ask questions there. Anyway, Les never once backed away. So I really admire that in a person. And Les, thank you for what you've done for our county. Over your time in office. Second thing, totally different. Governor Cuomo.
Yep. Just
resigning. Reading. And you know what, Governor? You deserve to. You are a hypocrite. You believe
let's
you're.
Let's bring in the guns this
he
morning.
Went after,
Boom.
He went after Brett Kavanaugh. If a woman says it, she must be believed. Hey, you've got 11 or 12 and they're coming out of the, they're just lining up. You're in trouble, Mr. Cuomo. And your whole party has told you that. You have gone way over the edge. Hubris. Look up the term hubris, and there is Governor Cuomo's face in the dictionary.
Well, go ahead. Finish. I have right after that about his brother.
Well, his brother ought to go right behind him. Chris. Fredo. I like to call him Fredo.
Oh, gosh.
The older,
I don't like name calling.
Brother. But he he was part of the cover-up. And so why CNN continues to give this guy a show after all of this, I don't understand. Now, let's get to the fires. Dixie Fire, 490,000 acres, 550 homes. You know, they actually had an article in the papers, and it went on and on about why the Dixie Fire isn't the single largest fire, because it's considered a complex fire, but they didn't call it a complex fire because the other fire that it joined wasn't big enough to be called a big fire. I mean, I'm paraphrasing this, so it makes no sense. Anyway, it's 490,000 acres. Jared, you got anything else on that? It's 23% contained?
Not at the very second.
Okay, well, it is still going for it. And people, it's going to be 109 today. Just be aware. Okay. Sorry, Kathy, I took part of your time here. But, you know, I wanted to say something about Les and also the Governor Cuomo.
And let's just say one more thing in the fact that we appreciate Les's service to and the good things that Les did. So I always like to leave with a pat on the back. Les always showed up. He did. So thank you for that.
Okay. Kathy, there's so many things going on. I got an email from you. We're going to talk about poll workers, but we're also going to talk about a couple other things.
Okay.
Newsom's recall, Governor Newsom's recall.
Yes. So that election day is September 14th.
Okay, September 14th.
I have her volume all the way up.
Okay, we have to get you closer.
All right. Okie dokie, is that better?
That's much better. I'm sorry. That was my fault.
No, it's all good. So we are in desperate need of poll workers for this election. The election was only called with 77 days notice, which is normal for a recall election to be called with very little notice. But this is less notice than we have had since 2003, actually, since the last time we had a recall election for governor in California. And we just really need folks to search their heart and think about how they can serve their neighborhood and their community.
And what do they do when they're poll workers?
Yeah,
so
that's the big
let's
thing.
Talk about, give us a visual.
If I want to sign up to be a poll worker, what's going to happen?
Yeah. So the first thing that's going to happen is you're going to go to training. So you're going to come down to the county, and we're going to train you for 2 or 3 hours about all the things that we need you to do and the ways that you can serve voters in your precinct. And the process of precinct voting essentially is folks will come in either with or without their ballot, because remember, this election is just like last November. We have to, by law, mail everyone a ballot, whether they ask for it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we do ask folks to bring their ballots with them to the polling place. And so your poll worker will check your ballot and your envelope or sign you in and have you sign in, regardless of whether you brought your ballot with you or not. If you haven't brought your ballot with you, then they're going to check with the office and make sure you didn't vote already. And if you did not, they will have you they'll direct you over to the voting machine clerk, and the voting machine clerk will be the person standing by the precinct scanner. And so if their ballot's not marked, the poll officer will direct folks to voting booths to mark their ballots and then over to the voting machine to scan their ballot in.
So, Kathy, can you tell us, have all of the ballots been mailed?
No.
Oh, okay, because we haven't gotten one. We looked at each other like, did we get that in the mail?
No, so I have with me another party favor, which is the voter information guide I'm holding up for those of you listening. And that goes out in the mail. It'll hit the Churn Creek Post Office today.
Okay.
So you should start seeing it in mailboxes tomorrow.
Now, and when is the special election?
Election is September 14th.
Wow.
All right.
Wow, that's
coming.
A month away.
Yeah.
Okay, we need poll workers, and you get paid for poll workers.
Yeah, you get $100.
Yeah.
And you get to see all the security measures that we take in securing the election. I know there's a lot of folks who have questions, especially after all the media coverage last year about the election and the ongoing questions about last year's election, right? So if you want an inside view, come be a poll worker. You can go to our website, ShastaVotes.org. There's an application on the website. There's a volunteer button. Just click on that.
Now, when you're there, because it's open from
7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
So
it's
a long day. Are you there? Okay, so you expect
it's a long day.
You want them to be there all day.
Yes.
They get breaks for lunch in the bathroom.
Sure,
and
of course.
And there's going to be special polling places this time. Am I right?
So,
or not?
No. We are conducting the election the same way we did in November. Now, having said that, they did change the rules, surprise, surprise, earlier this year. So we did have to move some voters around. So some polling places, we're opening one additional polling place. Some of our facilities that we normally use weren't available because of the lack of notice. So we have, instead of, in November we had 60 precincts, we have 61 for this election, but some voters will see that their precinct is different. So when they get their voter information guide later this week, on the back side is printed the name and location of their polling place. So folks should definitely take a look at that. Keeping in mind also that the majority of our voters do still vote by mail. That's been true for years.
It's been over 60% every year, hasn't it?
Way over.
Way over.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah.
We need to take a quick break while you grab your numbers
yes,
here.
Yes, thanks, Kathy.
This portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. At least 1 hour before bedtime, get yourself in the sleep zone. Turn off the bright lights, put away electronics. That means no texting, games, TV,
I fell asleep
audio.
The TV on last night, I have to admit it, and it did affect my sleep. Now, when we follow the rules, we are so in love with our Sleep Number bed, and it's the truth. And from many of you listening to this, you can head into the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Store, and they do, they've always got incredible specials going on, but more than that, you have the, really, people who have taken time to learn what the art of how to get a better night's sleep, and they it's one of the things they tell you don't do, but they'll help you like with your hot spots and that kind of thing, which I know for both of us who've been extremely active and athletes in our past, we do have these hot spots, and it's nice to know when you get a bed. Carl's looking at Kathy like, what's a hot spot? You know, like a shoulder or a knee or something, kind of injuries in the past. But right now, if you head down...
What's your sleep number?
My sleep number setting is 35.
My sleep number setting is 40. And right now, you can discover the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed during the biggest sale of the year. All beds are on sale. Save 50% on a new limited edition Smart Bed plus special financing for a limited time only at our Sleep Number stores. Now, that's subject to credit approval, of course, the financing. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. 7:17 in the morning, and we will be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District Radio Show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. See you then.
Your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts.
Amarillo, I'll be there.
Tickets just $18 plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:21 in the morning, 73 degrees, going up to 109 today.
Hazy skies.
Smoke. And we'll give you the air quality index. Jared's looking it up right now in a couple minutes. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. That's our firearms dealer of choice. Bastiani Arms has been in business. It's about the same length of time as we have. Locally owned, locally run, great selection of firearms. All the accessories that you can need, ammo, he's got it all, plus just super customer service. You know, John Bastiani has proven that he is a leader in the firearms field in our area. Give him a call at 222-8222 or just stop by 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday.
And I do have the air quality index at a 65 today, which is considered moderate.
Oh, okay. Oh. So down from yesterday. So it's good. That's good. Yesterday it was poor. We're here with Kathy Darlin Allen, Shasta County Registrar. Clerk and registrar, and we're talking. Okay,
one more time. Let's cover
two things. We need poll workers.
We need poll workers for the, September 14th,
and that is the recall election for Gavin
Governor
Newsom.
Yes,
you can be part of the. You can be part of what happens.
Part of the system.
Part of the system
that works.
And you get paid. You get paid $100.
Yep.
You get trained. Yes. And how do they get a hold of you if they're interested?
They can call the office at 225-5730. They can Google Shasta County Elections, or they can go to ShastaVotes.org.
Now, see, people, I think this is a, and I don't mean when I say people, I just mean for all of us, this is a way to be able to be part of the system of how our government works.
Absolutely.
And he has been recalled, or going to, you know, well,
the petitions
the
were
petitions.
Petitions.
Found
sufficient, right. Which forced
right.
the election.
So
right.
if you want to be part of the system and see your the fellow citizens coming through the voting polls, regardless of what you think, you can be part of this and learn really deeply how it's done on this local level.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, the we have another recall movement that's going on.
Yes.
How does that work for everybody to understand?
So it's a little bit different. Just the petition process. For the governor's race, people were able to come in, collect petitions and kind of bring them in whenever they wanted and turn them in to us. So we could, at any given time during that circulation period, we could have told you how many signatures we thought we had, but in the local recall process, it's very different. They have to keep all their signatures and turn them in one time. They don't get to come and give us more if they collect more later, kind of a thing.
Okay.
So as a result, I have no idea where they're at or what the numbers look like.
If they get the numbers, then what happens?
So they have up until the end of September. September 29th is the last day for them to file their petitions with us. And then we have 30 days to validate those petitions. And we've already decided we have a choice. We can either do a random sampling and check 500 signatures, or we can check the entire petition. And we've already decided to check every single signature that's submitted. So we will do that process. And then once we've completed our examination of the petition and validated the signatures, if they have enough, or one, two, or three of the districts, then we will certify that fact to the Board of Supervisors. And then the board at their next regularly scheduled meeting must call an election if the petition is found sufficient. If they don't call the election, then I will, and that's in the law. And then they have we have between 125 and 88 days to call that election.
Okay, and so then at that point it goes just like any other election.
You correct. Well, so once we have an election date, then we will work backwards and develop an election calendar, and that will include a time period for folks to file to run as a successor to those supervisor seats, assuming, you know, one or two or three are on ballot.
Right. Now, the way this works is when you see – when you get your – and Kathy, thank you so much for providing me kind of the one for Newsom, kind of a
This is a sample ballot. That is actually when you get your voter information guide for the September election for Governor Newsom, that's actually going in the mail this week. So folks should see these voter information guides in their mailbox. So that's actually that sample ballot is in the book.
Now, when you see this, what it's going to say is voter nominated state shall Gavin Newsom be recalled, removed from the office of governor. And it's simple. Yes or no. Then the second page
on the back
it's got the candidates to succeed Gavin Newsom as governor if he is recalled, and there's, would you say, 46 here, ranging from, of course, Larry Elder to somebody named Angeline, who is has no party preference and is an entertainer, plus everybody in between. Not saying Angeline may not be as good as some of the others out here, but that's who it is. And then at that point, you vote for one of these.
So when you get your ballot in the mail.
Right. When you get your ballot in the mail.
When you get your ballot in the mail next week. So voting begins on Monday, August 16th. And ballots will be delivered to the Trunkery Post Office on that day. So folks should see ballot packages in their mailboxes all week next week as the carriers get them out. And then, yes, you can vote yes or no on the recall question, or you can leave it blank. However you want to vote on that on this ballot is really up to every individual voter. But you can still choose a candidate, even if you don't support the recall or you don't want to make a choice yes or no. You can still vote for a candidate. So, that's an important message.
So even if you said, okay, I don't think Gavin Newsom should be recalled, and you say you would put down no, but then you can go over here and vote for somebody to, in case he is recalled, at least you have a say on who that is.
You do.
And we've talked about Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Arnold had close to 50%.
Yeah, 40. I just looked it up, 48.6%.
Yeah. And
135 candidates in 2003. So that's an excellent showing for that field of that size.
Okay.
Excellent showing.
So these went to the post office today. You're going to be getting your
voter information guide should be in mailboxes tomorrow and then over the next several days. Yeah.
And then from that they can vote or they wait. No.
So
now we're waiting.
So then they're going to get their ballot package after that.
After that,
which will have a return envelope and instructions about how to mark the ballot and what their choices are on the recall ballot. That information is in the book that you get. It's also in the envelope with your ballot in case folks have questions. And
now,
it's actually on the ballot as well.
As we get closer to to September 29th.
Yes, for the local recall.
Okay. Now, and this is going to be September 14th.
This is September
14th. We need poll workers. How do they get a hold of you?
So, again, our office phone number is 225-5730. They can go to ShastaVotes.org, and there's a button that says volunteer. Click on that, and there's an application to fill out. But we're happy to talk to folks on the phone as well.
Okay. This may be something that might be fun to do.
Even if it's just one time.
Yeah.
Just one time.
I mean, you were in our election documentary in November. You too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You were.
Yeah. Well, we voted down there. We're proud to vote. And, I find it abhorrent when people don't vote.
Yeah, I've actually had a moment. Are we almost? Oh, we're ready. Anyway. Let's leave on a positive note, because that was when somebody didn't vote and almost walked out. But anyway, there we go. So positive, positive, positive.
Please vote.
Until the next
get a
break.
Hold of Kathy Darlin Allen. Let's help out here. And a lot of things happening, and we're going to have you back on again as we, whatever happens after the September 29th, I think that then you can come and we can come back and explain the process one more time.
Sure.
Thank you so much for taking time with
us
today.
Thanks for having me. Both of
anytime. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank.
It's coming up.
They hit the
next segment.
Yeah, they hit the ground running. And once a month, they have a local business on, and that's going to happen in the next 5 minutes.
We have Steve on from Minuteman Press, and we also are going to be giving away tickets for Friday night's Brews by the Bridge.
There you go.
These are wonderful tickets, guys. It's a lot of fun of music, beer, and fun.
And food.
And
okay.
Food.
All right, it's 7:31 in the morning, 73 degrees out there, and we'll be right back.
I was born with my papa's son wandering out a smoking gun. Now some of you would live through me and lock me up and throw away the key. Just find a place to hide away and hope that I'll just go away, huh. But I feel alright. I feel alright tonight.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR, 96.5 FM of 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. A portion of the show is brought to you by, of course, this whole segment is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. But inside of that, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, that can do a chip or crack up to 16 to 22 inches. You just take it over to Jeff, veteran-owned business. Located on 273 South Market, 3208 South Market. If you take it into him, he will give you great advice on
free consultation.
You know, free consultation. That's so right. Anyway, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. With us this morning is Steve. I didn't get your last name.
Clark.
I did. Steve Clark.
Okay, Steve Clark, who is the owner of Minuteman Press. And Minuteman Press, and well, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
We're here to tell the because Cornerstone always highlights a local business, and so this is the first time that Carl and I are meeting you, unless we've saw you maybe at a chamber or some kind of thing. But now we're going to dig into your history. What brought you to Reading?
Not real deep, Steve, so
yeah.
Don't worry. We have no photos.
Well, no, I want to know how you get into buying
a
franchise.
Because that'd be entertaining.
Well, maybe we should go there then.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Steve.
Well, I was born a Navy brat in the Philippines in 1964. Long story short, I came up to Reading to sell Yellow Pages about 20 years ago. And funny that you wouldn't think there's a connection between selling Yellow Pages and owning a print shop, but they're both the same job, selling print advertising. So that's what I do now.
Well, Philippines. How long were you living in the Philippines?
Not long enough to remember any of it.
Okay, so Navy brat, you traveled all over the place. So
I went to the Philippines several times.
Did you?
Well, I was in the Marine Corps. Yeah,
okay.
We'd go into, and I was training Philippine Marines, and then came in years later with one of our amphibious readiness groups. I got to live on a ship for 6 months, and along with several thousand other Marines. But the Philippines is a great place, and one of our family here is just from the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
Talkarama with Maria Donna.
Yeah, on Friday mornings.
Lovely
so,
lady.
So, Steve, let's go a little bit. Was art in your history?
No, not really.
Okay, so you have a graphic artist.
We do. She's a real pro.
Okay, so when one goes to Minuteman Press, let's talk about the fact that you need a brochure, you need pens, you need anything that needs to be printed. That is your specialty.
Exactly.
Wedding invitations?
We do a lot of those.
Okay. So what's your favorite thing to do?
You know, the thing I really try to push, surprisingly, is business cards. I know they're small and that people don't really think about that that much about them, but everybody in town needs them. And when people do business cards with us, they end up coming into the shop, and that's when they become aware of all the other stuff that we do. A lot of people, I believe, in town buy their business cards online and would really rather not to. They would love to have a local print shop that they could turn to for custom design. We try very hard to be competitive on price. And, of course, the service and the quality of the product is much greater.
You know, there's something to be said. Like, if people don't like what's that's broadcast on our station, trust me, I get a phone call or an email. Sometimes a personal visit from people, or they have questions, or like this. And it is always so much better to be able to deal with the owner and say, you know, hey, this is what I'm thinking. Can we do this? And then have you explain, you know, that yeah, we can do this. But you're going to have to do these things. For a brochure or for a business card, because you know, business cards are business cards. However. all business cards are not created equal, are they?
That is true. And I'll tell you, one of the things I do on a regular basis, I actually go to some of these online sites and just pretend like I'm ordering some sort of printed item so I can see what the experience is like for those customers. And it's really frustrating. It's not simple. And you don't have the flexibility to get what you really want. But when you call a company like Minuteman Press, I'm going to have a conversation with you, dig down and get the details of what you want. We have a professional designer who's going to create it and then send it to you and ask for your feedback. And you're going to be able to go back and forth with the designer. And that's an experience you just can't get online.
So I'm looking here because it's something that we've been looking into is the custom apparel. Because when we do live remotes and we're out with our staff, we've kind of kicked it around a few times, but I do like the idea that you do that. How much of that is part of your business?
You know, I'm going to say custom apparel is probably 5 to 10% of our business. One of the things that we really try to focus on is being I hate this phrase, but I'm going to use it, a one-stop shop for imprinted items.
Yes.
Now, there are thousands of different things that can be printed on, and it requires thousands of different pieces of equipment. So one of the interesting things about this industry is we all network together. There are literally thousands of little mom-and-pop print shops that specialize in different items, pens or different type of garment. And they're wholesale. They only sell to other print shops. And we're part of a network. And so just about anything you need, if we can't do it ourselves, we find somebody else that does it. And you don't even know. It's seamless to you. And you just get your product, and the service is as easy as it was if we were doing it ourselves.
Well, it just so happens we're looking for a six-foot standard table throw. And you make them here.
We do.
Ooh.
So a few of them.
We are going to talk
after the break.
During the break about it and to do this. But, we're looking for one right now, in fact. And so I'm so happy to see that
we want to stay local.
Yeah, somebody here in town that does that. Are you running into, how many people do you do everything in-house there?
Well, we don't do everything in-house.
Okay.
Like I said, there are certain things that, require specialized equipment, and we send those out. But we do about 70% of what we do in-house.
Okay. So how many employees do you have?
I have, including myself, there are four. We have me, and I'm basically the salesman and the manager. I have a professional designer. I have a press operator. That's a pretty unique skill set. He's been doing this for 40 years. He runs the offset press and does all of our finishing work. And then I have an assistant, and she, like me, she does just about everything. And she's dynamite. She's really good. I will tell you, I am so blessed to have the most amazing set of employees. These guys are incredible.
You know, isn't it a family?
Absolutely.
We're so proud of our people.
Yes.
I can't imagine not having them here.
Here from your website again, or from Yelp, family-owned business, family-owned and operated, free estimates, free consultations, walk-ins welcome, satisfaction guaranteed, and you also offer commercial services.
Yes.
And what does that mean, before we take our break, when you say you offer commercial services?
Well, that means that we do a lot of work for other businesses. So a lot of our work is business-to-business. And it's always been that way. That's my history. Before I was a Yellow Page sales rep, I did, uniform. I was a route driver for Aramark. And that's all business to business. And so I've been selling business to business for about 30 years. So if there is a special dynamic for business to business sales, it's ingrained in my genes. That's all I really know.
It really is customer service. So, according again, printing, copying, promotional products, digital printing, business cards, letterheads, envelopes. You know, I've always thought about having personal stationery, and this is something that I think when you try to, imagine somebody who has everything, imagine, creating or doing some kind of wonderful, letter, like stationery with a personalized initial or something with an embossed or some kind of, envelope. What a great gift to give somebody, because that's something that every time they write a letter or a thank you note, it's a beautiful gift. And letter writing is something from the past. I think it's so important. When I get one, I love it.
Yes. And letterhead is, you know, it's funny. Letterhead isn't as popular as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because, what's changed in the last 20 years is basically everybody has a printer in their office or at their home. And a lot of simple things they can print themselves, and letterhead would probably fall into that category. But there are certain things you just can't print yourself. You know, not to go back to business cards, but business cards are a perfect example. Business cards are so small, you can't print them on a home printer. They have to be printed a certain way and then cut. And you need specialized equipment to do that cleanly and effectively. But we do get a lot of call for letterhead, and you know, it's something that it is really nice. And if you're, say, an accountant or an attorney, and you're sending out letters and you don't have your logo, you don't have a professional looking letterhead, it just makes you look unprofessional.
Right,
it does.
Right.
It's bad. Okay.
It's clean.
We're here with Minuteman Press, Steve Clark. And
brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank.
It is brought to you by Cornerstone. Well, you just said it, but it's interesting because here it is, a local business, and having another local business in here and finding out that things that we've been talking about that you offer at your business.
Yeah, thank you for being here. We love how Cornerstone definitely connects us together.
Right. And we've got more. We've got more here.
Yeah.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber has been doing just great work, very artistic work with granite, marble, slate, and more for about 20 years now. He works by appointments only. He's very busy because he's in demand. To get a free consultation, give Mike a call at 241-STONE, or learn more at estategranite.com. It's a veteran-owned business, and yeah, Mike's one of the good guys when I talk about good guys versus bad guys. Mike Huber's one of the good guys. Estate Granite. We'll be right back.
Takes flight at Turtle Bay's Wings of Summer Butterfly Exhibit, open June 19th through August 15th. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil and enclosed garden. Access is free for Turtle Bay members and included with park admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Thank you. Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Redding. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Cinerama presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, August 13th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for this 21 and over event featuring craft beers, live music, tasty food, and more. Get your tickets today at the Turtle Bay Museum or online at turtlebay.org.
Looking at
good morning and welcome back to Wednesday. Okay, you know what you're going to play at 8 o'clock in the morning. Jared's at the helm. This is Carl and Linda Bott here. No one's on assignment today. Well, basically our assignment is right here covering a local business from a Cornerstone Community Bank, and it's Steve with Minuteman Press. And this portion of the show is brought to you by, in this little segment here, Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive for all your jewelry needs. Now, at the break, we were talking a great deal about Steve
Steve Clark,
yes.
Minuteman Press. You took this over about 3 years ago.
That's correct, yes.
And this is like a one-stop shop.
Exactly.
For everything. I mean, I know you hate to say that word, but I mean, you can get everything there. And the list of things that is available through our own local printing shop here.
Yeah, you know, if you have an image and you want it on something, that's what we do.
And we're going to be getting with you today about a table covering that we need, because when we go out on our remotes to have our best logo out there that hangs, that drapes perfectly, that I'm sure that you all will provide to us here in the next couple weeks. Now, and there was something that you wanted to address when we were talking about different aspects of what your business can do.
Yeah, so one of the things that that we do a lot of, and it's kind of mysterious to people, they're not really sure how it works, is direct mail. So if you're a business owner and you like the idea of using direct mail to promote your business, there's a couple of different ways to do it. Basically, you either can use a mailing list or you can use what's called Every Door Direct Mail, which is a service that the post office provides. So Every Door Direct Mail is much simpler. You just print postcards. You hand them to the post office. They put them on the truck, and they deliver them to every mailbox on the route. So your mailing list, essentially, is the postal route. So you go on the website. You look at the postal routes, see what areas you want to target, and you pick the whole route. You don't get less. You get the whole route, or you don't get anything. Because there's no address required, it just says postal customer on the postcard. There's no sorting required. It's much simpler for the post office, and you get much less expensive postage. The other option is a mailing list. So we can create mailing lists that target certain demographics. So, for example, let's say you're a roofer, and there was a big hailstorm 2 years ago, and you want to send direct mail to all the homeowners in a certain geography that was hit hard by that hailstorm. We could do that. We could sort a mailing list by geography, by mile radius from a certain address, only homeowners. You could have it just homes with comp roofs. But we create that mailing list, and then we create the mailer and send it just to that list, just the people on that list. So.
Okay. So you can have your advertising go directly to them then.
Exactly.
Like that. Okay.
Wow, I think that's a great service.
when you got into this, I always loved the idea of somebody that goes from a job that pays them every 2 weeks. That steps out into the traffic.
Yeah.
How the trepidation before you do it, the thoughts that, I mean, how long did you research different things to do?
Well, you know, I was, as I mentioned before, I was in Yellow Page sales, which was a very lucrative career. Yellow Page sales reps were paid a lot of money because there was a lot of money in Yellow Pages. But we all knew 20 years yeah. ago that our job was going to go away, and we all had to start looking for other options. I don't have a college degree. So finding a job that was going to replace that income was really difficult, especially here in the North State. So I knew that really my best option was going to be to own my own business. And so I started looking 5-10 years ago for different businesses to buy. And I had primarily looked at restaurants because I had a lot of background in restaurants. And I did take a really close look and kick the tires on a few restaurants here in town. The numbers didn't quite pan out for me. And then one day I was on this business broker and I saw the Minuteman Press for sale, and it just seemed like a perfect fit. I mean, when I was selling Yellow Pages, I was selling print advertising. And by the way, that's exactly what I do now. I sell print advertising. So it's really kind of was a natural fit. And I looked into the company. Minuteman Press is a franchise. I didn't know that much about the printing industry, the technical aspect of it. But Minuteman Press provided the support and the training. And by the way, fortunately, I like I said before, I have amazing employees that have carried me. Really, they literally have carried me.
Well, while you learn the job,
yeah. So it's amazing. So yeah,
cool. We're here with Steve Clark of Minuteman Press. It's a people have heard of Minuteman Press, but they are franchises, and he bought the franchise. He is a Reading citizen. Came up here with another job and then decided to step out in the traffic, as we say. And you've been doing this for 3 years. But there's just a variety of products. And your website is?
MinutemanPressOfReading.com.
Okay.
And interestingly, that's going to be changed. That will always work, but we're getting a new website.
Uh-huh.
This is actually, I'm glad you mentioned, I just remembered something really excited about our new website, is you can go on the new website and design your own business card and order it right there. And
wow.
pay for it and have it ready in a couple of days.
As wow.
a matter of fact,
cool.
haven't got the logistics worked out, but we're going to be offering same day business cards, in the very near future. I mean, we can do same day business cards right now. We just can't guarantee it. So we don't market it. If somebody calls me in the morning and says, I need business cards today, what can you do for you? We usually figure out a way to get it done. But yeah, in the future, it's going to be something we're going to be able to promote as same day business cards.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good because, you know, that you can, especially if you're, new employees.
Mm-hmm.
We get a new employee every few years, but we always like to get them business cards, and it's good to be able to do it in one time because you'd already have our logo and all that. We just have to put the name and numbers in there.
Exactly.
So, well, that's great. Okay, Steve Clark, what do you want to tell people? We only got like a minute left, so what do you want to tell people to remember about Minuteman Press?
Well, I think, as I mentioned before, when it comes to printing, I think the biggest challenge for people is they don't know where to go. Because it's an industry that has really kind of drifted into the background of the American lifestyle, the American culture, but it's still a thriving industry, and there's still a lot of demand and a lot of need. And I think a lot of times people wind up going online to buy imprinted items, and they really don't want to. They would much rather keep that business local. And if they do choose to keep that business local, they get much better service, a much higher quality product, and the perception is that it's much cheaper to buy imprinted items online, but that's not really the case. Check out your local printer. And there's a bunch of printers here in town that do a really good job. I don't want to take anything. Call any of us, and we'd love to take care of you. Let's keep that business local, folks. That's important.
Yeah. You know what it is
shop local,
you send
stay
it,
local.
You do it online from some other place. None of that money comes back to Reading. You do it local. That money gets spent like three different times. When, you know, they're paid, they pay their employees buy stuff here locally. It's always best to stay local, buy local. I mean, you know, only go to the big box stores only because you can't find it local. And then never go online.
And thank you once again to Cornerstone Community Bank for once a month bringing on a special business to highlight and promote. We love that, because perhaps we may not have met you. Now we know about what's inside of your business and the workings and how you deal with our local customers here. Steve, thank you so much. Owner of Minuteman Press, that is located on 2920 in
Innsbruck.
Okay. Hey, yeah, when we come back, we've got Michelle Nystrom and a couple other guests that are going to talk about some really great projects for helping small business people.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
The report confirms what many Americans already knew. Just about everything is costing more these days. Consumer prices up 0.5% last month from June. Prices have risen 5.4% over the past 12 months. Congress pushing ahead with infrastructure after the Senate approves a bipartisan bill.
With the Senate having passed the bipartisan $1 trillion infrastructure plan, work now focuses on the broader $3.5 trillion package that's likely to get votes only from Democrats. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We want to cut taxes for American families. We want to create millions of jobs while tackling the climate crisis. And we want to pay for it by making corporations and the wealthy finally pay their fair share.
But Republican Senator Lindsey Graham warns of sticker shock.
This will cost well over $4 trillion if fully implemented.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Taliban has seized three more provincial capitals in Afghanistan, putting nine of the nation's 34 in the insurgents' hands amid the ongoing U.S. troop withdrawal from the country.
The fall of the capitals of Badakhshan and Baghlan provinces to the northeast and Farah province to the west put increasing pressure on the country's central government to stem the tide of the advance. While Kabul itself has not been directly threatened in the advance, the Taliban offensive continues to stretch Afghan security forces, now largely fighting against insurgents on their own.
That's correspondent Zaria Shackley. New Yorkers will hear from their next governor today, Lieutenant Governor, soon to be Governor Kathy Hochul, planning a news conference at the state capitol. Wall Street stocks are mixed this hour. Right now, the Dow is up about 196 points, the NASDAQ down 41, the S&P 7 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're attacked by a bear, a dog will throw himself into the mouth of a bear to save you. Dogs are dogs. They pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our Dynavite onto the food, then squirting the liquor chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
Dynavite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
More than 100 wildfires in Algeria, blamed for at least 42 deaths.
The worst of Algeria's many fires have been in the forest-clad mountains of the Kabylie region. This is where the soldiers were killed. The Tizi Ouzou area has been hardest hit. Homes have been burned down and some residents have been forced to find shelter in nearby towns. Algeria is enduring an intense heat wave at a time of year when the region is prone to wildfires. But senior officials have said they believe arsonists are responsible for the outbreak of the large number of separate fires over the past few days.
That's a BBC's Alan Johnston. Heavy rains triggering severe floods and mudslides in northern Turkey, leaving one woman missing, others injured, and cars swept away by torrents of rain and mud. News and analysis at townhall.com. In the face of those Taliban advances, President Biden defending his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
The president says he's not second-guessing his drawdown decision.
We spent over $1 trillion over 20 years.
He says the U.S. accomplished its objectives in Afghanistan, and he's urging Afghan leaders to step up as Taliban forces take over provincial capitals.
They've got to fight for themselves. Fight for their nation.
America's military mission in Afghanistan is scheduled to end by August 31st. Greg Clugston,
the White House.
Chinese court has sentenced Canadian entrepreneur Michael Spavor to prison for 11 years. The spy case linked to Beijing's pressure campaign against the Canadian government over the arrest of a Chinese tech executive with the firm Huawei. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 191 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, it's hump day. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Wednesday, the 11th of August, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Can I say something?
Here, not yet. Not phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. When you do that, I just totally, you know, it just stops.
You're so used to being a Marine and using and marching in time. My God, I just interrupted your cadence.
Don't do that again.
Okay, I won't.
You end up in the brig.
Jared, what's it called?
Mark time.
Yeah, you know, Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Hey, buddy. Good morning.
And Linda is
okay,
here.
Well, what I wanted
with the,
to say
about the weather.
I will talk to you about the weather in a minute. Let me get in there and talk about this hump day. You know what it reminded me of? It's imagine in the animal kingdom. So imagine if you heard that and you were looking at like maybe dogs or sheep or horses. That happens. You know, you've always got one that's goofy, and the other one's like, oh, my God, he's going to be wanting to throw that ball. He's going to be, oh, my God, do I have to go through this again? So that's what I visualize, because some people don't like that because it's offensive. I don't even understand that. But I just want to say, think about it if you're watching animals, which we should be more playful like animals. Okay, let's talk about the weather today. It's currently 76 degrees.
I have no idea what you just said, but okay.
All right, well. Follow the bouncing ball. 109 today, hazy. Tonight will be low of 76. Tomorrow calls for hazy with 108. No, thank you. Friday, 108, hot, and Saturday, 104, and Sunday will be 104. That's just the forecast. Anyway, you look at it, weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. We're here today. This is the Chamber of Commerce Day.
Hey.
And Jake is, I don't know where Jake is.
Jake is in Sacramento meeting with other Chamber of Commerces.
Okay.
W-A-C-E.
So we kicked him out of his box.
So Michelle Nystrom is here with us, and Todd Jones. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And, of course, Todd is the CEO over there at the Development Center.
Shasta EDC.
Shasta Economic Development Center.
There Corporation. Yeah. Corporation.
Corporation.
It's okay. Unfortunately, it is Chamber Hour. I'm a board member, and Michelle will be a board member starting in January.
Really?
Yes.
You've done so much stuff that you just won some kind of award from Chamber of Commerce, didn't you? Didn't you get, like, nominated for businesswoman or some kind of thing?
I don't think so, but maybe they forgot to tell me.
Oh.
Well, I'm not giving anything away, but I believe I saw you receiving some kind of award recently.
Well, I pretended to receive one on behalf of someone else that I was actually supposed to be presenting. But O2 Employment Services got Business of the Year.
There you go. Congratulations.
I do remember that. And accepting for O2.
Yes.
That's great.
I did.
Now, you're here to tell our businesses around here there's actually a chance of receiving money back.
Yes.
From the government.
Yes, okay. I know. This may be the one and only time as businesses that we are pretty stoked to be doing business in the state of California. So we are here to talk about the ERC, which is the Employee Retention Credit. And I could talk for about 30 minutes straight on this, so just tell me when you need a commercial. All right. But we have, and we're partnering with Shasta EDC and the Reading Chamber of Commerce, as we always do, to share good news with businesses. Sometimes we share not so good news, but this time it's good. And help them get some of this money back into their business. So the ERC was passed with the CARES Act in March of 2020. And at the time, you had to choose between taking a PPP loan or taking the ERC tax credit. It is a federal credit on payroll taxes. So it is not an income tax credit. And you also, in at the time that it was passed last March, not last March, two Marches, it's been 15 lifetimes since then, right? So
right.
At the time it was passed, you also had to have a 50% reduction in your gross receipts. So between the PPP requirement and the reduction in gross receipts, almost every business, for the most part, did not qualify and therefore has not even looked into it since then. However, the legislation was changed in December under Trump, and then it was changed again in March of 2021 under Biden. And now it does not matter if you took a PPP loan or two, you can still qualify for this credit. And it does not matter if you did not have a decline in your gross receipts. So even if you made more money in 2020 over 2019 and you are making more money in 2021 over 2019, you can still take this credit because they added to the legislation a second qualifying reason, and it is an or, not an and, which means you can either qualify based on a reduction in your gross receipts, or you're going to love this, you can qualify based on the impact of government regulations due to COVID.
Oh, there we go. That's the whole cap.
Do you still have to have lost 50%?
You do not, because it's an or.
Like you said,
or.
You could actually make money.
Correct. So you could have been making
more money.
You could
have had your best year ever.
Yes.
And which a lot of companies
you
have.
Can still get a...
you can still get this credit. Correct.
I'm sure that big corporations had nothing to do with this change in it.
You know, I'm not really going to get into the lobbying
Amazon,
policy.
That means Amazon, who had the biggest year ever in their lives, can now get a federal tax credit?
Kind of. So this is targeted towards small employers.
Okay.
And so in order to qualify as a small employer, you have to be under 100 full-time employees, and it is not full-time equivalent. It's full-time employees, which is 30 hours a week or more.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So even if you have 150 employees, but under 100 of them are full-time for 2020.
So it's not the big corporations.
Kind of. So for 2021. Yeah, I know.
As usual.
I'm like, yes, but. For 2021, a large employer is 500 full-time employees or more. So obviously that will still roll out the Amazons and that type of thing. However, large employers, over 100 full-time for 2020 or over 500 full-time for 2021.
You mean over 500 or under 500?
For large employers. So
yeah, that'd be 500 and under then. Not over 500.
No, a large employer would be more than 500 full-time employees for 2021. So your Amazons, Best Buys, Lowe's, Home Depot, all of those. They can still qualify. However, they can only qualify on restricted wages. So as an example, Best Buy had the best year they've ever had in 2020. They qualified for $81 million of this tax credit. That is actually a very small percentage of their payroll for Best Buy, right? Their payroll's massive. However, they qualified on restricted wages only. So restricted wages are things like if you paid hazard pay to your employees, took work during COVID, if you had idle time where your employees were there, they were getting paid, but they weren't busy, that type of thing. So large hospitals, large universities, those that are over the 500 employees or 100 employees in 2020 can still qualify, but they qualify on a very, very small percentage of their actual wages.
Okay. So then, because it's a tax credit, and so say, Carl Linda, you get a tax credit of $2,000. I'm just using that. $2,000, that's a tax credit. That's for next year.
No.
They don't send me money.
Yes.
They do?
Yes.
Let's talk about
how much can you get?
Okay, so the actual tax credit.
I'm trying to push us to a commercial.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, we're fine. Okay. We're talking money here.
Yes. Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Well, we'll talk for the next 2 hours. So the actual tax credit is 50% of your employee's wages with a max of $5,000 per employee for all of 2020. So one-time benefit of $5,000 per employee for the whole year of 2020. The bill actually goes from March 13th to December 31st, 2020. For 2021, you can take 70% of your employee's wages with a max of $7,000 per employee per quarter. So your total maximum benefit, if you max out all of 2020 and every quarter of 2021, is $33,000 per employee, fully refundable from the IRS, unrestricted
cash.
And also private information. It is not public like a PPP. It is protected just like your tax return. No one will know you took it or how much.
So you're here today to kind of clarify, make this announcement. A lot of numbers flying around. A lot of, like you said, a perfect word is, this is like, I think the word caveat was definitely created for this tip, for this type of new tax, whatever we're calling it. Now, is there a website that we could go to? I mean, there's so much information that you just shared. How do we go and break that down?
After the break.
Okay.
After we take a break, we'll come back. And when we talk to people, when we come back about, okay, this is what you have to do. Most of us have CPAs because they've made it so difficult now. You need somebody that's an expert whose hair's on fire for 5 months out of the year. But here's somebody whose hair is never on fire, and that's Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Is, you know what? You listen to Judy's, ads on our station.
Ha! It's one of Judy Maxwell.
We have people write into us a lot and say, I just enjoy Judy Maxwell's
and she's
spots
like,
because
she's
like
a more
that.
Pleasant person.
She's like that inside and out.
She is a pleasant person, but she's also extremely knowledgeable in both the insurance and financial sides of people's lives. And with all the fires going on, we have sent people to Judy who have lost their fire insurance, and she has been able to help them in every case to maintain protection of their homes, even if they weren't, their house wasn't burnt. It was just in that area. Judy is the one to talk to, and she has an extremely professional group of people working with her. She's been doing this since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441. And, you know, we have insurance with Maxwell Insurance and Financial because it makes sense. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Californians can make history this summer, first by recalling Gavin Newsom, and on the same ballot electing a conservative leader with a proven record, Ted Gaines.
Hi, this is Ted Gaines. As a state lawmaker, I fought the tax and spend liberals at the Capitol. As an independent business owner, I fight big insurance companies on behalf of small businesses. On California's tax board, I fight to uphold Prop 13 and protect homeowners and taxpayers. I'm running for governor because we can rescue our state from Newsom's failed agenda. As your governor, I'll slash the gas tax and keep cost of living in check. I'll stop liberal plans to defund the police, and I will veto any bill that raises taxes, period. You deserve a governor who can transform California into a safe and affordable place to raise a family. I'm Ted Gaines. That's my pledge to you. Please vote yes on the recall and vote Ted Gaines for governor.
Visit TedGaines.com. Paid for by Gaines for Governor 2021.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And good morning. We're going to take the first caller for two more tickets on Bruise on the Bridge, which this is Friday.
For you, sir.
Todd, you should call. Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be beer, music, and fun from 6:30 to 9:30. How much fun to be outside. This is in Turtle Bay, of course, by the bridge. So give us a call, and you can get two tickets to get into Bruise by the Bridge. 605-4567.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation, recognized by the Watson Health Institute, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in different categories, including heart attack care and emergency care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We're here today with Michelle Nystrom, who is, you're representing the Chamber of Commerce today, in a way.
I'm representing O2 Employment Services.
And O2 Employment Services.
I'm just stealing Jake's time.
Right. But the things you've got is, what you're talking about, just isn't about about employment like O2 does, but let's talk a little bit about that too. But it's about tax refunds for all of us employers out there who got hammered during the COVID. And then even if you didn't get hammered, you can get some money back from the government. And we're going to go over this a couple of times. And, of course, Todd Jones, who is the CEO of the Economic Development Corporation here in Shasta County. And I've got other questions for you. And so this will be kind of a far-ranging interview. So let's go over to Todd here for a minute.
Sure.
Todd, you were on not too long ago and you were talking about Stillwater. Stillwater, which for so long known as Deadwater, or
still waiting, whatever you want to call it.
You
fine.
Named it.
It's fine.
But it's rocking
it's
now.
Stillwater Creek, by the way, that goes through it. That's why it was named that.
Stillwater, right. And I know Pace Engineering, we had Pace Engineering on. They're a delightful company. Has outgrown their spaces, so they're out there. Give everybody an update on what's happening at Stillwater, will you?
Well, even within the last couple of weeks when I was on here, we've had a lot more updates. So there's 300 buildable acres at Stillwater, and it was dedicated and opened, I believe, in 2009 or 10. I might be mistaken on that date, but about that time frame is when it opened. Obviously, the bottom of the recession, it was a hard time. As of yesterday, there are about, I don't know the exact number, but it's about 285 of the 300 acres are kind of spoken for or locked up in some regard.
285 out of 300. So we've got that other 15 acres could be that homeless camp out there.
It could be. There's two small parcels left, parcel 8 and 10, and they're kind of unusually shaped, and they're lower than the street elevation, so there's a few challenges to them. But the rest of them, of course, there's lots of things in escrow right now. And so until shovels are into dirt, I kind of temper my enthusiasm a little bit. But the
but
fact
you're
that
escrow,
we have...
Though.
escrows out. You know, there's one that has a letter of intent with a large company, beneficial and secretary, which we talked about last time, who has not entered into escrow yet. They're you know, going through the cost of construction, and we try to make sure that people, when they're going to look to build out there, that they can be successful before they even open escrow. We want them to know, and obviously the construction costs are high right now.
We have the energy company.
Yeah, Moss Energy, they have closed escrow. They've done some site prep on their site. They have 15 acres, and I talk about them, I think, every time I'm on, but one of the most amazing companies.
And you're
going to
leave me the phone numbers. Or
yes.
So I can call them. Because
I'm going to get back to my office and email and introduce you all.
Right. They have been, well, they've been on before years ago, well, a couple years ago. And it is such an interesting concept. And we go out to, you know, the stables, and we see all of this manure that's out there and what they're doing with it. And I'm just thinking that's an energy source right there.
Yeah.
But, you know, and there will be a day that, even smaller places will be able to, use, horse and cow.
Yeah, they're already working on it from what I hear. I don't know if Moss is yet, but I know there's companies out there that are working on all kinds of things.
Okay. And then there was that one out of Sacramento or San Francisco.
Yeah, Panattoni is the big developer, so they have 117 acres in escrow. I've been talking with
them. Does that look good?
It looks very good. I've been talking with them a lot this week.
Uh-huh.
And it's these types of deals for large distribution facilities is likely what's going to happen out there. A very large building. You know, they take some time to put together. But as we're talking about, a lot of companies, especially in e-commerce and other places, have had some of their best years ever. And so warehouse space, industrial warehouse space, is a huge demand right now. We do not have very much of it in Northern California available at all. And so to look to build is making a lot more sense just because the demand is so high. So I would hope, I don't want to make any promises, but I think by the end of the calendar year, we'll have some firmed up, you know, escrows closed, permits starting for a very fast delivery of some big buildings out there.
We're talking jobs, too.
A lot of jobs, yeah. I mean, the types of facilities that they're talking about are hundreds and hundreds of jobs. So I hope in the new calendar year, I always specify that because I'm in a new fiscal year now, and that's how my brain thinks. But in a new calendar year, I hope that we can talk a little bit more about what they're going to have out there, because it's looking very good right now, and it's going to really change the landscape out there. It's nice to see.
Well, that's Stillwater.
Yes.
And it's great. And I know how hard people have been working on this, you know, that brought grown men to tears. And you've watched this because you've been a part of the ETC.
Yeah.
Over things that, you know, but it sounds like everything is moving forward. You know, escrow, that always sounds good.
Yeah, people put money down. People are putting in hundreds of thousands of dollars into due diligence.
Uh-huh.
You know, even Panattoni was out there last week with backhoes doing geotech surveys and soil compaction to make sure that, you know, when escrow closes, and this is the beauty of Stillwater, they can get a permit as quickly as possible because all the environmental is already done. And that's really the beauty of Stillwater right now is there's such demand for this industrial space. There's not a lot of shovel-ready business parks in the country, especially on the West Coast. So to have the knowledge and ability to say, hey, I'm going to go through all this work ahead of time, they could even submit a permit before they close escrow. So by the time they close escrow, they could be moving dirt and making a building go vertical with just in a matter of couple of months. I mean, and we're talking a very big building.
Okay. Now,
and then Denver. Did we talk about Denver when I was on here last?
Oh, yeah. And by the way, the airport manager,
he was wonderful.
He came in to make that announcement that following Monday, but he's going to be on this Friday.
Good. Great.
And we got a whole hour talking with Jim. And
Jim Wadley. Yep.
Yeah. He is a very, very positive, outgoing kind of guy, a typical Marine. We'll get the job done. I'm sure that by the time Jim's finished here, we'll have flights to Mars.
We could.
Leaving from right here.
SpaceX space.
SpaceX space right here. In fact, I'm buying we're trying to put together a group to buy a portion of that for launching rockets from right here. Now, we talked about Stillwater, but people don't realize, I mean, you can come downtown and say, oh, we're growing. But you are thinking 5-10 years down the road always. What are we looking at now as, what do we need here? I mean, we talked about the high-speed internet. Is that something we really need?
Broadband is a big deal. I mean, broadband having, and it's not just about, because if all the federal and state, how they look at it, you know, they think high-speed internet, as long as you have you know, 1 megabyte down, which is nothing. You have internet, and their numbers are very skewed. So, you know, in the city center of Reading and in Shasta Lake City and Anderson, you know, there's internet available, but it's still expensive. High speed's very hard to get. And so I think that there is still an investment that's going to be needed in broadband in the California budget and the federal budget. They are both putting a huge amount of money into broadband in that last mile. I mean, you know, thinking about it from, of course, I'd love Spectrum to be hooked up and Charter and AT&T and all these folks and all the boondocks of Shasta County, which I love so much, but I understand the business case is very expensive to get it there. And so having these grants that can help subsidize those costs for the last mile is a very big deal. There's hundreds and hundreds of millions, there is billions of dollars being put into broadband right now. And you do have to help subsidize these private companies to make it pencil out so they don't have to charge you, you know, $45,000 to hook up internet to your house.
Yeah, because so nobody will do that.
Because people are still moving up here. I was talking with the new Team California CEO yesterday who kind of represents EDCs through California. It's a membership, and she goes to, you know, China and Europe and, mm-hmm. and kind of talks about things on our behalf. And, you know, I was telling her, you know, we are one of the only places in California that's growing. Sacramento is the fastest growing metropolitan statistical area, MSA, in California. Reading is the second fastest growing MSA in California. And we're one of only really two MSAs. That's how we classify it from an economics perspective. That's growing right now. And so I think we're going to see more of that. You know, the housing demand is through the roof. And we're going to see more companies that can realize, you know, the world's a much smaller place. Internet makes it possible. And the logistics of getting to the Bay Area and other places, it makes a lot of sense for people to be here.
We have flights go to the Bay Area every day.
Yeah.
Can you explain, just tuning in, MSA?
MSA, yes.
What is that?
So a metropolitan statistical area. So the Reading MSA is basically all of Shasta County except for far eastern Shasta County. So, you know, it's a branding thing. Sometimes I get in trouble because I represent the entire county. I represent three cities and a municipality. And it gets very confusing because we talk about Reading, but that's what's economically classifies mm-hmm. our economy. So it represents Shasta Lake City, Anderson, most of Shasta County. And it's just a way for economists and folks like that to look at how an economy is doing. So the Reading MSA is really represents the whole county, and that's how we're known. I mean, if you go, you know, if you're in D.C. or New York, you don't say, I'm from Shasta County. No one knows where Shasta County is. You say you're from Reading, even if you're, you know, from Anderson or Shasta Lake.
Okay.
So that's it's an economist term, it kind of helps me when I'm looking at data for how we're doing as a region.
Especially as the second, you can say, hey, we're the second fastest growing MSA in California. And that's good.
Now we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with Michelle Nystrom and Todd Jones here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business here in town that gives just outstanding haircuts, best haircuts I've had in 14 years. Oh, the only place I've gone to in 14 years. Todd looks like he stops through there.
I'm ready. I'm due for one.
You're due for one there, buddy. And Marine Corps Ball is coming November 10th. I'm going to make sure you get a special invitation this year. I know you've always been busy.
I don't know if I can fit in my office anymore, but I'll try.
They work by appointments only, 244-9478, man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or a four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our fall semester will offer more in-person classes on campus and more in-person student services. We'll continue to offer many of our classes via our flexible online environment for added convenience and choice. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or a certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill many of the positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan your tomorrow today. Fall semester classes begin August 16th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul.
Talking about cars, this is totally like Viva Las Vegas. That whole movie was just so awesome. Hey, welcome back to the show. We've got a lot of information to get to you, but I am holding tickets to Bruise by the Bridge. Michelle, you won the two. And I do have four more, so I want to make sure that I give those away to people who really want to attend the Bruise by the Bridge. This Friday from 6:30 to 9:30, there's going to be bands and it's kind of
music,
just hang out with
food.
You in your shorts and just enjoy the night. So, yeah. You can get in with these, tickets that are complimentary from Cinerama and, from the folks at Turtle Bay. Give us a call at 605-4567.
Okay, we're here with Michelle Nystrom from O2 Staffing, but she's kind of representing the chamber during this time, but you're giving out information. We're going to go right back to that. On a tax, I guess you could say a tax rebate that we just got back from the government that was started under the Trump administration and then changed under the Biden administration, but it helps out businesses. And then, of course, Todd Jones, who is the CEO of the Shasta County Economic Development Corporation, and he covers all of Shasta County. And Todd just told us for the last 15 minutes just how great everything's going right now, including, Shasta County and Reading being the second, fastest growing, business center in California.
That's right.
Wow. Michelle,
yeah.
Let's go over this again, that there is a rebate available, but you, it's just not going to automatically come to you. You've got to apply for it.
Absolutely. And I just have to tell you guys, since you can't see us on the radio, Carl move my mic, and I just keep repeating that no one puts baby in a corner, but I definitely feel like baby in a corner right now. I can only look at Carl. I've been clearly instructed.
I tell you what, you can turn your head all you want. You can look at Todd.
No,
you can
okay.
look at Linda. I don't want to put baby in the corner, and it's just that nobody can hear you. So.
No, it's good. So employee retention credit. So this is huge for businesses, and like we discussed last time, you do not have to have a decline in your gross receipts to qualify for this, because the other qualifying reason is that your business was impacted due to government regulations with COVID. So the bill reads, and yes, like we actually read legislation at O2 Employment Services, it is a sickness, but it reads that your business had a full or partial shutdown due to COVID. And a lot of places, a lot of CPAs that we've talked to, the general consensus is that, well, we were essential, or we never closed, we were never shut down, but that is not the intent of the bill. So if you dig into like page 867 approximately of the legislation, it says that your business had a nominal impact due to COVID. And a nominal impact or a partial shutdown could be anything from supply chain issues, not being able to do your normal business practices from a standpoint of like your indoor was closed, or you had reduced capacity. You weren't able to go out and meet with clients face to face. So like for O2, right, we weren't able to, I couldn't take clients out to lunch. We couldn't travel.
You could not go in and visit clients. Everything had to be over the phone.
Basically, anyone in California.
Anybody. Yes. In California was impacted.
Everybody.
Okay.
Correct.
Everybody.
Yeah.
They made it nebulous enough that you can find something in there.
That is correct. So, you were talking about car dealerships earlier, the fact that they have no inventory to sell, right? Supply chain issues, construction companies that are having to pay more for lumber, or they're having to wait on things for jobs because inspectors can't get out there on time because government offices are closed. If you normally go to trade shows, conferences, continuing education, and you couldn't go to those, even if they were on Zoom, you could not travel, your commerce was restricted, that is considered a partial shutdown of your business.
Wow.
Because it's partially, so like if you normally go to greeters
and
to promote your business,
yes.
if you normally go to Rotary, because these are ways that we build our brands, even if they're not direct sales groups.
Special events that were canceled had an impact on our business.
Yes.
So
yep.
any of those things,
yep.
on a lot of businesses, in
yep.
fact, anybody that was doing making your money by advertising, this was just a hammer.
Yep. Even if you look at like fast food, that they were busier than ever, right? Because everyone was going through drive-thrus, but their indoor was closed. That is a partial shutdown of their business that had a nominal impact, and they will qualify.
Okay. So okay. I'm a business owner out there.
Okay.
What are my steps to... Just like O2 is a business, and this, I mean, we rely
to find out
on
if
our,
we qualify.
We rely on our wits to get through, right? So, what do businesses have to do?
Yep.
Start. What? How do they start, Michelle?
So this tax credit is a payroll tax credit. So not only are businesses eligible, but churches, nonprofits, companies that don't normally have an income tax, and this is filed on your 941. So for 2020 and 2021, every quarter that you had impact, you can take this credit. Obviously, the credit is calculated differently. There's some nuances with removing PPP money and stuff like that that we can get into later. But I recommend that everyone speak with their CPA or their payroll company, or call me if you want details. I'm happy to walk them through the process in terms of getting them the information and helping direct them where to go. A lot of companies are using tax credit companies for this because they're experts in that area and in processing these credits and backing it up with the IRS. I will say be careful about which tax credit companies you use, because anytime something like this comes out, there's a bunch that pop up all over the place. And but I mean, start with your CPA, but again, you're welcome, you know, we're between for O2 Employment Services, Shasta EDC, and Reading Chamber of Commerce, we partner together on these things, whether it's good news or bad news, to make sure that the business community is informed and aware. By our conservative estimate right now, we have about $70 million in these tax credits coming back to our local economy so far. Todd and Jake and I set a goal of $100 million coming back, and I think we are going to far exceed that, which is very, very exciting.
I mean, here's a question.
Encouraging.
You can't double dip on wages. If you use them for PPP loan repayment, you can't use them again for ERTC.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yep. So what happens, though, is that the amount that you used for your forgiveness of your PPP that was used for payroll doesn't get deducted from your ERC credit. It gets deducted from your eligible wages. However, for those that only took one PPP in 2020, we didn't know that the ERC was going to change at the time. So most companies used 100% of their PPP forgiveness for payroll because we had up to 24 weeks, right? That was changed from the 8 weeks to 24. So what you'll do is you'll look at from March 13th to December 31st of 2020. You will look at the period of time that you used for your PPP, for your payroll on your forgiveness, and you will remove those wages as eligible for the ERTC, and then you will calculate the 50% of your wages on your employees for the rest of the time. So for most people, you're going to have like maybe a month from March 13th to whenever you were funded with your PPP that is eligible, and then you'll have the time period at which your PPP money ran out to December 31st. And since the 2020 credit is only a max of $5,000 for the entire year, most companies will not have, all that means is that your employees to max out that credit had to make $10,000 in eligible wages. And by the way, employer paid benefits count towards those wages. And they had to make that $10,000 sometime before or after their PPP. That was a lot of information. I'm so sorry.
This is why you use a CPA or a tax
you need to go,
specialist.
Yeah, go to your CPA on this because there's so many aspects of this. But what it sounds like is that you can, since it's impacted on, you know, especially people that took the PPP or how it impacted on, if you didn't take the PPP, that's going to make it even better for you. So we have to take a break almost. Terry, what's your question?
Good morning. Yeah, I just had a question. Todd, and I may have heard this wrong. Someone just said that Redding is the second fastest growing city in California, or did I not hear that right? Number one. And number two, where do you get that statistic from?
Thank you, Terry.
Thanks, Terry. So we get the statistic from a few different places. The first one is basically people migration, so where people are going to. There's a U-Haul data, which is not super scientific, but we're the 16th net migration data for the entire country.
But
a lot of the numbers actually are coming from Caltrans, who does a big study on where people are going, where they need to make investments in infrastructure, and they're compiling data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
So there's no economic fact that you have there, because we see a lot of empty buildings. The roads are getting worked on, but we see a lot of empty buildings in a lot of places that different neighborhoods that aren't built up yet. But I just was curious, because to say that we're the second fastest, I hope we are, but we're the second fastest growing city in the state of California. Is that per capita? But you're not basing this on economics. You're basing it on what California
on people,
is
on people,
is
population.
I mean, I hope it's true. It's just that's an incredible statement.
Well, we're going to come back and clear that. Thanks, Terry, because you said it had to do with it's called the.
Well, it is based on population.
Right.
It's not based on how the overall economy is doing. But we do have, I mean, I have a ton of stats. We have the most business licenses per capita, which again, I'm classifying that per capita for the entire state of California. But we're seeing the data for the fastest growing is population. And a lot of that's based on Caltrans, they spend their life. There's people at Caltrans that do all this population studies. And we're projected to be, you know, again, one of the fastest growing places in California.
As of now, from theirs. Okay. All right, we got to take a quick break here. I just want to remind everybody that tomorrow night is Evening on the Green. And down at Tiger Field, gates open at 6:30. Selena and her band are going to be down there. We were there last Thursday and just had a great time. Gates open at 6:30. Music starts at 8, goes to 10. You missed your chance to see me out there two-stepping and three-stepping and four-stepping, whatever I do out there. But it's a super good time. It supports the Colt 45s. Beer, wine, food, they've got it all. And it only costs $5 to get in. And you can dance. So, Evening on the Green at Tiger Field tomorrow night. We'll be right back.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Hey, good morning and welcome back to our program here on KCNR. This is Carla and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio on this Wednesday, 8:52, and
I want to remind everybody that Chicks and Chaps is coming up here on September 18th. It's a breast cancer fundraiser. Mm. All the money stays here. It's for to help women who have experienced the trauma of breast cancer, encouraging people to be tested. It's going to be down at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. It's going to have a rodeo clinic. So, Michelle, this would be a good time for you to go down and get on and practice bull riding.
Yes, that is actually one of my two talents. So I am so excited. I cannot wait.
I already heard what the first one was. Guest speakers, the fundraiser.
I have no comment. That was weird. I'm usually never speechless. Thank you, Carl.
No, I just make things up as I go along. It's a fundraiser for our community by our community. Now, if you want more information, give Linda a call at 605-4565, and she'll be able to vector you into the Chicks and Chaps.
Or you can go to Facebook and find out information as well.
Okay.
And we also have tickets for Bruised by the Bridge. We're giving those away today, 605-4567. The event is Friday night.
It's going to be a great time. Hey, we're here with Michelle Nystrom from O2 Staffing, and she's talking about the tax credits, and which means actually you have to get a cash check from the government. And Todd Jones from an Economic Development Corporation, who just gave us some great information of things that are happening here in our area. Michelle, on last thoughts on this is people are going to have questions. I mean, you know this stuff, and you went through it. And I knew it. I wrote down stuff that is going to tell me to call our CPA.
Yep.
And ask them about this, that it sounds like almost every business over the last 2 years that, you know, was impacted by COVID can at least apply.
For this
tax credit.
Yeah, so the way that the tax credits work, this is not a loan, this is not a grant, you do not apply for forgiveness. It is actually a tax credit on your payroll tax, so you would file, an amended 941 for each quarter that you have eligibility, and then the IRS just cuts you a check back for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Q4 is kind of in question with the infrastructure bill, and obviously it's going to be harder to qualify in Q3 and Q4 because state lifted the restrictions on June 15th. However, like companies that are still having supply chain issues, that have still been restricted in terms of their events, if you qualify for part of a quarter, you qualify for all of it. And so once you have any qualifying impacts in Q3, that automatically qualifies you through the end of Q3. Q4, again, is on the table pending the infrastructure bill.
Okay, we're going to have you switch gears here and let's go to your employment. Somebody has asked, what's your average job openings? Are you having a lot of job openings out there?
Okay, so I've been telling my clients, I'm so sorry that I can't find you people, but we found you money. So that's the focus on this ERC tax credit. We are averaging about 200 to 250 open jobs rotating on a daily basis right now.
Todd, what are you hearing from your side? Same thing.
Everybody's looking for people. And it's nationwide.
Well, yeah.
Anywhere, but everywhere, everybody's hiring. Everybody needs people. And like I've mentioned before, a lot of folks had their best year ever last year that are in this area. And obviously, I'm sensitive to a lot of folks that had their worst year ever as well in the retail and hospitality industry. But people, yeah, they can't fulfill orders. I mean, and then you top that with supply chain issues. You can't get people. You can't get stuff. It's difficult out there.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why, though, with this tax credit, that it's so important to us to get this information out, because most businesses were unaware that they qualified, and it is much needed assistance, even though we're quote unquote out of the pandemic and out of restrictions. We'll see what that looks like tomorrow. But this is money to businesses to help them pay the increased wages that they have to pay, to help them retain their employees, you know, to help them get through that hurdle, because the reality is there's a lot of businesses out there right now that are not growing, and it's because they can't find employees. They are poised for growth. They are ready for it. They just don't have the people to make that happen. So
I was told about a job from a company that I know about that pays $75 an hour, and they can't find people.
Yep.
Nick, good morning. Sorry to keep you waiting,
buddy.
Thanks for waiting.
Hey, good morning. I was wondering if you could tell me how many business licenses are issued in Reading. And if you could separate them from a business as opposed to a beautician or a barber.
Isn't that a business?
Well, yeah, but then the barber shop has a business license, and then each barber has a business license.
Oh, okay. I see. So you could have a beauty shop or a barber shop with 10 people.
That's right.
Okay, so got it. Okay.
Can you tell me how many business licenses are in Reading?
Thanks, Nick.
I do not know that number off the top of my head, unfortunately. I think for Shasta.
12,571.
Oh my gosh. You got it. This is what I have.
But that's a good question. You know what? But we should, our county should know that.
Yeah. I mean, it's all easy information to get. You can go on the city of Redding's website. They have a transparency portal, which I know they're updating a few sections right now, but you can look at how many business licenses are issued. And I don't believe it breaks it down by category. I don't think that information is public, but, there's probably,
I don't know. I would imagine.
If they're sole proprietor. But
it might.
But here's the thing is, you know what? We're going to look for this right after the show, Nick. And, cause that is a good question. How many business licenses do we have here? But you're right. You know, you could have one for your shop and then the people that work for you because they're contractors.
Sure.
Would also too. But at least it would give us an idea how many business licenses are here in our city. So.
Maybe you could make it a contest like when we had to guess how many jelly beans.
Oh, yeah. I might even be able to find out.
All right.
Well,
sorry.
You know, Michelle, we're always happy to have you on. And now we've given enough information. The big thing, though, is all you business owners with this tax credit that you're getting because of impacts on your business, and it sounds like the way it's written, almost everybody can get into that. Talk to your CPA. If you have any questions, give O2 Staffing a call at...
Yeah, so if you guys have questions or even like we've talked to multiple CPAs in town, multiple banks, we're again just trying to get this information out everywhere we can to every business that could qualify. So you're welcome to call me at O2 Employment Services. It is 530-223-4674. If I take a couple of days to get back to you, don't worry. I got your message and I will. But we've talked to about 170 businesses so far and there's a lot of money coming back.
Well,
okay,
fantastic.
Great.
Thank you for coming on today.
Tomorrow we're going to have Simpson University.